Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, where we are always daring to be different. Get ready, get ready, get ready to be inspired. Let's get moving toward our goals. And here to make that happen is our host, Yaya Diamond.
Check out www.artandfiction.biz, the perfect website for your morale boost. Plus, check out our subsidiaries page with creatingkamari.com and 3cents.net. You'll be glad that you did.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This is Yaya, and I am right here daring to be different, always daring to be different and never changing. Go figure. Tonight we have one of my favorite guests on the show from Art Infliction, Steve Casey. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. That was your new commercial.
Yes, my new commercial to promote artinfliction.biz, the new domain of my website, Art Infliction, as well as the subsidiaries, Korean Camaraderie and .com and 3cents.net. And being in the media, trying to reach out via the media, I feel having a commercial is the best way to get more visitors for the work that my team and myself are doing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I agree. We all have to have a commercial. I just recently did mine as well. So all this stuff is going on. I mean, tell me what the whole thing is, because you got a new website and it looks awesome.
It's the same website but a different template and look and feel, but the same page background, the same text color, the same exact logo. Long story short, I kept switching Banneret accounts and I had an incident through no fault of my own with a Banneret company called Propeller Ads, and they're located in the British Virgin Islands, and I was very frustrated when that happened because they blended their ads into the page backgrounds and they accused artinfliction.com of being a phishing website. And as a businessman who wants to be the most upstanding individual he can, both professionally and personally, I was upset about that. So I had to shut artinfliction.com down and then buy a new domain and package. And since Art Infliction is a business, I thought I might as well call it artinfliction.biz. And that took me, gosh, like 3-4 days to build the whole thing from April 23rd, 2016, April 26th, 2016. I was tired, but by the end of it and getting back in that sense, I felt satisfied and fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, I mean, you know, with all that said, I mean, there's so many different things going on with you now that you got everything up and running again. Tell us about that, because, I mean, I'm interested. You kind of overwhelm me a little bit because I know you're always busy. I know you're always into something different. I always want to know what's going on with you because, you never cease to amaze me.
It's most things where you want to be, versatile, not only individually, but also within, also have that spread across your team. And I have a very versatile and talented team of people that submit me ideas And one of those ideas actually got me a sale back in December in the country of Ireland. And people with their art and artist community, guest bloggers, promoting people's affiliate businesses, tattoo shops. I'm friends with owners of some of these shops are on my website that's in the partnership section. And then 2 days after our first interview, but a buddy of mine by the name of Sean Maloney, he actually launched his own website called GeminiHobbies.com, which is also in the partnership section. And I'm having people drive visitors to my website. They're doing their video commercials for the website. There's so many ways people can get involved with this team. And I'm always taking people on and adding to what I'm doing, because I want to be as viable as a worker as possible for as long as I can physically and mentally and emotionally work.
Yeah, definitely. So with that in mind, you have so many different other people that you're working with. What about September? What's coming up in September? Because you were talking about September and how something's coming up. I want to know.
In September, my buddy Sean and I, we're going to be representing Art Infliction at the 14th annual GraniteCon in Manchester, New Hampshire. I posted the news in the events section, that subpage in our site news section called the NOG. And anybody who wants to say hi to us and hang out our booth, the link is on the page. Tickets are available. We're doing that. He's promoting his Gemini Hobbies business, and he sells his Magics of Gatherings cards, and he's done quite well with that. And I'll be taking my painted rocks with me on the road to promote Art Infliction in my Etsy shop, Swing World.
Now, you know, I have to say, because you're a repeat guest and you've been on the show, you know, a few times, I'm very, very proud of your progress. I feel like you're really moving forward. You're really doing it. And I want to commend you and say, don't ever stop and keep going. I mean, I have seen you come from when I first met you to now. And it's like, wow, it's wonderful to see the progress. You have your booth going. You're doing what you said you would do. You know,
Thank you. That's
amazing. Thank you so much for just sharing that with us and having that on the radio, as people can see your progress and see where you're going and see that you're moving forward. And that is inspirational in itself, Steve. And I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
You have a new shopping directory too.
I do. What I wanted to do was I wanted to kind of have like an online shopping mall kind of feel. It's like if you go into a mall, you have outlet stores and you have the Hallmarks and food courts and stuff like that. And being somebody that shops the mall a lot for a guy. I like the way they lay out malls, like internally, and that was my inspiration of the shopping directory. And we have Swing World, the Etsy shop link is on there. The Affliction line, we have three branches. Customized Girls, our biggest one, but we've since picked up with Spreadshirt and Zazzle, and then I have friends of mine doing Jamberry Nails and Unique Beauty and It Works Global. They're in the health and beauty section, and then I also have a custom reproductions art shop where people can custom request things, handmade art pieces that are representations of trademarked content, and they can request that for private sales, because putting it online, I do not want to violate any trademark or copyright laws. So I have that as well. So I have that, and also have been making business cards for myself and my father, and because of that I have a business card shop called Palace Prints, and having graphic design is one of my many titles in my career. I felt was apropos to do that, and I also have people that can help me with the graphic design, and they're part of the team called the Palace Squad. So we're looking for graphic designers to be a part of the squad and take some load off of me, and we have all that, and we also temporarily store links that are just floating business links that do have they're business nomads. So we have the S Factor, which is our storage unit for people's links and their particular links that we do not take for moral purposes. But anything that's appropriate, we'll have them stored on there until there's a more permanent solution for people to store their content, their links on more of an website. So we also have so many things in the directory, the shopping directory, that is.
Right. There's a lot of different things, you know, in loving memory of, and then I don't see anything else. What is that about on your website?
In loving memory of, what we do is we pay tribute to people's loved ones, or as a friend or a family member with their consent. We put their name on the website and to let people know that, you know, they're part of this too, but in spirit. And there's some people that want to pay respect to their deceased loved ones, but might not be comfortable putting their name online. So we give people the option to give their consent for that. And that started when my friend Melissa Kenoy paid tribute to her deceased friend named Shannon back in, she passed away in late October of 2015, and we put the tribute for on the old arm infliction. And since the changeover, I had to figure out a way to pay tribute to her, and love memory was for that. And are there any names on there? Because I put two names on that page, and I might have to update that. There's nothing showing up on there.
Right. It says Mary Shannon Wilson and Douglas Lopez.
Douglas Lopez. Yes. Yep, the names are on there. Douglas Lopez is the father of my friend Melissa Lopez, who is engaged to my buddy Steve McCarroll, who's a tattoo artist in Billerica, Massachusetts. And I asked her if we can pay tribute to him, and she said yes, of course. And if he were alive, I never met the man, but he seemed like somebody that has that, you know, that really peppy energy. And if he were alive, he would definitely love to see this website.
Definitely. So you got the multiple branches of the shopping available for people. You have In Loving Memory, which is beautiful. I thought that was just great. You know, special thanks to Tracy.
Oh yes, we had a cover model back in the old Art Infliction, in the start of this Art Infliction, and she to be an Art Infliction cover model takes a lot of work to promote the business. And all that, and she had other obligations. So we had, and her picture didn't look off the par with the rest of the website. So we took the picture down, but we still thanked her for her work for us, you know, right. during that time. And our team nickname is the Iguanas because that's our logo. And there's a motto: once an iguana, always an iguana. And mm-hmm. special thanks to Tracy is indicative of that.
Right. Well, you have some projects that are launching in July through August. Is it Haquan?
Haquanas, you mean? Yes. That one is going to be a modeling project with the clothes that I built my online template through Customized Girl. We're going to have 12 lovely young ladies modeling in the assigned attire, and we're going to build a website for that. Mm. And they want to launch a calendar in either late September, early October. And it being and knowing the market and knowing what sells and all that, you know, the appeal of lovely young ladies modeling mm-hmm. is something that, you know, that makes a lot of money, makes businesses very, very successful. And that, I feel that's going to be a big driving force for Art Infliction. So we have a crowdfunding campaign for that. And I actually launched that 2 days after our second interview. The link is in the special announcements page. So we're looking to we've successfully gotten 2 pledges for the campaign. We're looking to get many more so that we can get the girls' clothes purchased, and then they'll get the royalties that my clothing line will make after the purchases, to let them know that their work will not be unrewarded, because I believe in rewarding everybody's work.
Yeah. Yes, and yes, I totally agree with that. Now, where can people reach you? I mean, you know, there is the Art Infliction website in the contact us page, and there is an email address. But are you anywhere else besides your website?
I have a Like Us page for the Art Infliction business page. I also have a Twitter. The Twitter feed, you can find that on the site sidebar of every single page. And also have the email address. That's my personal email. So people can contact me more than one way. We also have the chat session in the site sidebar as well. So there are at least 4 ways people can get in touch with me.
That is awesome, because, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, where you are. They don't know that they can reach you and that you do travel. So with this new thing that you're doing and all the projects, you told me the one project, and I kind of mentioned it, but what else is coming up?
Oh, man, there's so many projects I got coming up. Is there one in particular? Because I believe we covered Haquanas.
Yes, we did cover Haquanas, but I don't know of any others. You were saying how you have so many others. Is there anything else coming up this year?
A lot of other things I have are going to take at least 2 or 3 years to develop, because I love doing I love hand drawing letters, and I plan to do a hand drawing lettering book that I want to release through Amazon once I start getting a lot more concepts drawn up and get the pages submitted to my CreateSpace account, where we can manufacture manufacture that so people in the tattoo industry can take my Rev Zines and tattoo them. And BJ Betts and Big Me's, two big-time lettering masters in the tattoo industry, were my inspirations to do this. And once I find time to, you know, do it, I could probably get it done by the end of the summertime. So that's a project I know for certain can be finished this year. But the other stuff, like, you know, just want to try my hand at so many different things. I've always wanted to be a music producer. I've always, you know, I still want to be a tattoo artist, and I want to do a teaching program for children and adults who need their chance or another chance at something that they can succeed with in life. And I've always wanted to, you know, be a barber, because I feel the barbershop is a dying breed, and I want to try my hand at that, so you know that, you know, salonists and barbers can be on the same you know, equal playing field, instead of one market being a dying breed, another one being too much of a breed. So I want to have a level playing field on that. I plan to pursue all my licenses and for all of those various you know, goals, and that's right. Just gonna make my list of things I'm doing much longer, you know.
Oh well, yeah, I can understand that. Wow. So let's go back, and you know, a lot of people here, and we've done this before. A lot of people that are listening want to know how you got started in this, and I mean, it's always a wonderful story, and I'd love to hear it again.
Okay, I love telling the story, actually. How it started, I was 6 years old, and there are two things I was good at. One of them I, you know, don't condone people do is learning to fight, getting the physical altercations on the playground. One of my friends at that time, tried to really influence me about them. I've since, you know, have decided I'm not going to, you know, let that dominate my life. So I pulled myself away from that. And the other thing was drawing. And, I've always, you know, I watched a lot of cartoons as a kid, and I thought, man, the animation's so cool. And I'm thinking to myself, I want to be a cartoonist. And then I just started drawing and all of that, and then the art, doing the custom letters in fifth grade, fifth to sixth grade, I was 12 at the time, so it was one of those years, because I ended sixth grade at 12, I turned 13 that year. Anyways, just doing the lettering and then just being a painting many years later. And I want to draw again because, you know, I'm influenced by, you know, tattoo artists that hand draw mm-hmm. things. Was my buddy John Peters, who lives, you know, who's, you know, local guy to me, or Chris Nunez, a tattoo artist on Ink Master. Those are two of my big influences for drawing. So, and along the way, I just started doing other things, you know, picked up many other things, like having this trait of creating so many clever phrases, and then just, you know, writing rhymes. I love poetry. I love things rhymes got good flow to it, and then just coming up with the clothing ideas. Damon John was definitely my inspiration to have a clothing line, and, you know, just being the everyman businessman like Mark Cuban, owner of Dallas Mavericks, who's also on Shark Tank, another big influence of mine. And while I don't condone people trying to, you know, let fighting dominate their life. I feel that, you know, this might not, I don't know if this makes sense, but when someone learns to fight, it gives them this emotional confidence that no matter what the challenge is, that they can fight with their mind instead of their fists. And that's something I developed at an early age. And that's another thing that keeps me going to this very day.
Mm. Wow. It's important that, you know, you say these things, because a lot of these kids are going through bullying problems. Back in my day, the bully was handled. And, you know, it was something that you had to do. You had to stand up. And my godmother used to tell me, if you come home and you didn't stand up, not only would you get a beating from me, but you're going to go back to school the next day and you have to stand up to that bully. So I had no choice. It is hard. Well, but definitely, you know, your story is beautiful. I love it because you kind of got a lot of everything and you ran with it. Most people are scared to run with so many different diverse things. But in a sense, it's not really diverse. It's all art. So how did you come up again with the name Art Infliction?
Oh, I came up with that because I love doing art, and anything, and I feel art is many, many, many things, and art is just, you get it from many sources of inspiration, whether you're around somebody that inspires you, or you see something on a wall, like, man, I want to do something like this, or like you see a Japanese dragon on a Google image, and you think, man, I want to draw a dragon, I want to paint a dragon on some pottery or whatever, and just my love of art and inspiration for the art, you know, came up at an inflection, because I got many, many tattoos, and I've had about, man, close to 300 hours of work inflicted upon me, you know?
Wow. Wow.
And I feel that.
When was the last time you got a tattoo?
Last time I got a tattoo was April 9th of 2016. I had a gift card to one of my favorite shops out here in New Hampshire, and with my favorite artist, and then just ever since, I've decided, you know, I'm running out of space. I want to save room for other people tattooing me. I definitely want to get tattooed by Craig Foster, and he was on seasons 3 and 6 of Ink Master, and I complimented on his work on Facebook, and he personally thanked me in a message and on his personal Facebook name, and I definitely want to get tattooed by him. So I'd love to, you know, hit the road and see more of this country, and just, you know, add ink, whether I'm in freezing my, you know what, off in Alaska, or I'm sweating it off in Miami, you know?
Yeah.
I've been tattooed in almost two exact months, because just I'm running out of space, and my body kind of needs a break from it. And financially, I'm just dedicating my time to building up Art Infliction.
That's key, because most people understand that it takes money to build, you know, an empire. It takes money to build a business. And most people think they can get away with it without putting anything into it. When you decided to go full force with Art Infliction, what was the one major thing that you did not expect?
The one major thing that I did not expect, you know, skepticism from other people that you know, eventually became some of my teammates. I did not expect that, and I did not expect people, you know, certain people to have the attitudes that they have towards me, because I try to tell people, I try to break it down to them easily, and then they let their own situations blind them to very important information that I'm trying to tell them, and sometimes you have to let go and think, hey, they have to. They'll learn their own, as opposed to you trying to, you know, give them every day, every week, every month. And then the other thing is, you know, sometimes, you know, teammates will, you know, will scapegoat you, because that happens on teams. And, some of my teammates, you know, they have, you know, they frustrated me early on, and you know, when I first started this, and at times during this run, which is almost, you know, been 2 years, I've had some, you know, frustrations, but not many. But for the most part, we hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a big undertaking, that's for sure. You know, with all the things that you do. And I'm going to go through some of the stuff here that we have. You have the home, the FAQs, the dog, team rules, PayPal reminder, when it began, like us, contact, learn after reading, creations with a K, tat a launch, snowball effect, subsidiary, shopping directory, mm-hmm. the Palace Squad, Melissa K, photography, partnerships, Tubin listing, entity credits, bonuses, straight cash back, homie.
Yeah.
Right, Jack. Special thanks to Tracy, in loving memory of, and your guest book. That is a lot to take under, and that's a lot to keep up with. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, and you have undertaken it. What would be the biggest challenge that you have faced since the last time we spoke? Besides the changing of the website,
my biggest challenge, I would have to say, is I got two of them. One is trying to get a lot of visitors to the website to build build the rep, the recognition that my team deserves, and the other challenge. Pales in comparison to that, and that is trying to do a painted paper mache zombie hand that I plan to release on September 6th on my Etsy shop. It's a big paper mache piece that primed shortly after I bought it, and there's a lot of detail that I picked up that I have to work with on a reference point and painting in, doing all that detail, that's going to be a challenge. So those are probably my two big challenges
right
now. Everything else is a piece of cake.
No, I hear you. That sounds like a big challenge. It really does. So with all everything else, and I want to repeat that you are looking for graphic designers, which is it's key, because a lot of our listeners, you know, want to be a part of something that's moving forward. With your projects, I know you're going to be in September. You're going to be out there. You told everybody to come by to your booth. Where can they catch you one more time?
They could catch me at the Radisson in Manchester, New Hampshire, September 17th and 18th at the 14th annual Graticon.
And I know you were telling me before, when we were talking the last time, that you really wanted to do that. And I encouraged you on that. How did that come about?
What, the Graticon?
The booth. Yeah, how did you get that? Did you just kind of, you saw it and you just applied for it? Or how did that come about?
My buddy Sean, he's doing a convention for his business, GeminiHobbies.com, which is the first link on the partnerships page. He's into all that, you know, Magics of Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon and Vanguard, all that stuff that I don't know what the hell half that stuff is. And you know, he was supposed to help me at the tattoo convention. At the tattoo convention I was going to go to in July, but given how Art Infliction was an unknown at that time, and still is, you know, unknown on national stage, and unable to secure somebody to partner up with to, you know, have a booth at the convention, I decided to opt out of you know, having my own booth at the convention. And then with Sean getting his Gemini Hobbies business up and running, how he wants to bring a lot of you know, awareness to his business, he needed somebody to help him run his booth, and he asked me. I said, absolutely. And now he's giving me leeway to sell some of my stuff at the booth, so I can promote Art Infliction and my Etsy shop as well. And I got business cards for both out there, so people can, or anybody visits our booth, they can you know, check out the online stuff as well. And we're gonna be making coffee mugs for Gemini Hobbies for Sean. We'll be releasing those hopefully tomorrow or Tuesday, and we'll have some of those as well for our visitors / buyers to, you know, add to their coffee mug collection. And there are people that have collections of many things, and there could be a million people out there with like obscene amounts of coffee mugs and whatnot. So we'll be selling those coffee mugs, and I'll be having some of my rocks. Actually have I finished a clownfish painted rock recently, and I'll be selling that. And I have other designs I have to work on. Those have yet to be determined. Probably some penguins and goldfish, two of my specialties. So he's going to allow me, like I say, he's going to allow me to sell some of my art out there, and that, you know, gives, you know, kind of puts Art Infliction, you know, on the map. And since Gemini Hobbies and Art Infliction are partners, it, you know, we feed off each other, and I believe when one teammate feeds off another, that great things are going to happen.
Oh yeah, definitely, and I agree with you. You know, we're all going to face people that are, you know, doubters about our dream and you know what we're trying to do. But don't ever let that discourage you, because if you did, I think at any given time, someone has always, you know, come up against that opposition. But if they didn't do what they did, we would never know who they were. I mean, there's so many different people: Muhammad Ali and Whitney Houston, Michael Jordan. There you go. And so many different people. So you keep going. Where can they find you one more time?
They can find me. You mean the event?
Yeah, the event, and also at your website.
The event, they can find me at the 14th annual New Hampshire GraniteCon, September 17th and September 18th. That's going to be the second weekend of the NFL season, so people might miss football. If you want to come check out the booth. And because, you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of Americans, they love the NFL, and I love the NFL as well, so I have to miss some football. Mm-hmm. But, you know, jokes aside, they can find me out there at the Radisson Hotel Convention Expo Center that weekend. And the information is on the page. There's a link. People can buy tickets and all that. Say what's up to us out there. You know, representing out there. And as far as the contact information, we have the chat room. On the site side widget, there's the Facebook page. On the link is on the Like Us page. My Twitter feed, my personal Twitter is also on the site widget. I believe it's above all the PayPal buttons that we have. And also my email, my personal email is in the the contact section. So there are many ways that people can get at me, socially with the technological communications I have, and where people can, get at me and Sean at the convention, and
right.
that's like the All-Star game of Comic-Con. So, they can find us at the All-Star game.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, Steve, and learning about artinfliction.biz now, and not the other, but artinfliction.biz, and just getting in contact with you. I'm so proud of you. Just so many different things that
you're
doing, and you're moving forward with such grace and understanding, and you're learning at the same time. And, no one is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. You own up to it, and you keep going. Thank you so much for your inspiration. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing with your art. You're not hiding yourself. You're going out there and you're doing it. Thank you. In the midst of everybody saying, or certain people saying that you can't, you actually can.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Always a pleasure. And you got to come back. Now that you have a commercial, we're going to be using it here on Dream Chasers Radio. So
absolutely.
You don't want to miss Art Infliction. Yes, go ahead.
I definitely want to, since a lot of things have taken off since our last interview, and mm-hmm. I want to, try to, make it a more of a habit to, be a guest on a regular basis, so that, because there are going to be many more things to evolve over
right.
Days, months, days, mm-hmm. weeks, months, and just to keep you and your tremendous audience in the loop. You all definitely deserve that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And it's Welcome. Always a pleasure to hear from you. Don't ever let anyone stop you. You keep going because you got it. You're doing it. In the midst and in the face of adversity, in the face of people saying you can't, like I said before, you can, and you are. Thank you so much, Steve, for being on the show. You got to come back again, of course, and give us updates.
Absolutely.
I love the new website. It's just so functional and operational. I love it. It's got so much there. You could be on that site all day long and still not finish all the stuff that's there. That's how much information you have there. Thank you so much for putting so much time into that.
You're welcome. And we also have the same setup with KoreanCamaraderie.com, and also my sports blogging website, 3tenths.net. I actually have to update that on Tuesday. In our past section, we're paying tribute to the great Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll definitely have to tune into that. Thank you so much, Steve. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been another edition of Dream Chasers Radio with Yaya and Steve from artinfliction.biz. That's artinfliction.biz. You want to go ahead and go there and check everything out. And then he does have his sports blog. You want to check that out as well. He's going to have a dedication to the great Muhammad Ali. Thank you so much, Steve, again, for being on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your awesome show.
Thank you. And everybody, hey, don't forget, like Steve, like me, we're always going to be different. You're never going to be the same. So guess what? Give up and give in. Dare to be different. Right here on Dream Chasers Radio with our host, me, Yaya. And shout out to Bomb Baby Radio. That's our partner up in New York City that gives us our 1.5 million listening view. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to Dream Chasers Radio. And we're signing out. Until next time, dare to be different, everybody. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Yaya.
I dare to be different.